But there's rules in this place. The most important of which is, the second you are perceived as weak, you already are.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a special show for you guys tonight. Going to have the Svetlanas call in and talk about the recent tour cancellation with the Barbed Wire Dogs. It's not going to stop there, though. We're going to be playing tracks from the new album, like this one right here, Put Your Middle Fingers Up, the Svetlanas. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We got a special Pogo City Radio for you guys tonight. As you heard me say in the intro, we will be having the Svetlanas call in to talk about all the recent drama with the Barbed Wire Dolls and the tour that they recently canceled. Now, we were kind of trying to promote the tour on the last episode, and that was the first show they actually didn't play, was the Philly show with the Drugettes. But yeah, I don't know. We're going to hear about the drama from them and really hear what they have to say on the matter. But we'll also be talking about the band as a whole, the new album, This Is Moscow, Not LA, which you guys just heard. That's Put Your Middle Fingers Up off the new album. They have a bunch of releases, including one that I like a lot. The title, at least, you know, Putin Out the Hits. All right. But let's say hi to the lovely, the gorgeous, the beautiful, rude girl, Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? I'm excited for this show tonight, for sure, with Svetlanas. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
All right, there's going to be a nice amount of chit-chat on tonight's show. So why don't we get right back to the tune, talking about the Parasitics with Alcohol Withdrawal. Now, you guys can catch these guys December 2nd.
Night starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer.
local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
I am rock and roll.
That was the Parasitics, P-Berg's Parasitics. Now, you guys can catch them December 2nd at the second annual Stiff Pogo Palooza going down with Stiff Peters Productions and Vicious Mistress Records, bringing you the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Bunch of Jerks, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and one more to be announced. $10 at the door, drink specials all night long. December 2nd, mark your calendars now, less than 3 weeks away, Saturday, December 2nd, Ridge Avenue, Allentown. Can't wait to see you guys there. Now, Jess, who do we have queued up next?
Coming out of Phoenix, Arizona, we have Krovac, and the song's called Invisible Walls.
Go!
That was Krovac on Pogo City Radio. Now, we actually played them on the Fan Pogo. I think it was the original Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer song we played. Those guys are coming out of Phoenix, Arizona. You guys can find, I think they have two releases up on Spotify, and I'm pretty sure they got a date coming up tonight, I think. Ah, here it is. Actually, it's Thursday, November 16th.
Yeah, and that's Calabrese with Creepspell's 666 and Krovac at the Rebel Lounge.
All right, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona. So for the West Coast-ish people, there you go.
Calabrese.
Calabrese. I don't really know what the fuck that is. And I know it's like Italian. It's like a place in Italy, right? Or some shit. I don't know. Okay, we're going to keep moving with the music. And we're going to go to another band from kind of a local band. What are they from? Scranton or some shit. Here's Heart Out, who we had a chance to catch a few months ago. They were a lot of fun.
Kerwa.
Now, Jessica, so, actually Wikipedia.
Yeah, I was curious, and I think it's a Polish term for whore, or it could mean it does mean whore in Polish, but in our language it could mean fuck. So
we'll see.
It's one of those bad words.
You guys should hit up to the Irish Wolf Pub. They play up there a lot, and go ask them yourself. Here's Heart Out coming off The Thirst on Pogo City Radio. Heart Out on Pogo City Radio. All right, now we are live on Pogo City Radio and WPDG Easton Reading Peaburg on the U Rock Network. We have all of the Svetlanas on the line. How you guys doing?
Oh, we are doing good. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Olga. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good, yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a very weird situation now, so there are some nice moments and some drama moments.
Yeah, I know. Pretty much everywhere I go online, I'm just seeing stuff between you and the barbed wire doll. So in case, let's lay down some background information for anybody who isn't doesn't know what's going on. The Svetlanas were in the middle of a tour with the Barbed Wire Dolls and 57 from South Korea, 2-month tour going all over the country. They started out in California, made their way to the East Coast, and were heading back out west. But as of Sunday, I believe you guys were supposed to play at Voltage in Philly with the Drew Getz as well. And you guys pretty much canceled the tour the day before. What? Why don't you tell everybody what happened with that?
What do you know about this story? Because I hear lots of different stories, different versions every day. So just curious to know, what do you know about that?
What I've basically been reading from the internet is I'm seeing mixed things. I saw some stuff, you guys were getting like a lot of like death threats. Like I saw some really like, we're going to shoot you if you come in our city, real Yahoo bullshit. And then from what I believe, something really went down at a show the night before on a Saturday or a Friday, and you guys expected the Barbed Wire Dolls to have your back, and they pretty much didn't.
Okay, yeah, we got some death threats, it's true. And we didn't leave the tour for this reason. And we didn't leave the tour because we got a Nazi guy with a patch on a single show. Because this is what looks like sometimes. People say, oh, you quit the show, you quit the tour because for one single guy? No, it's something different.
We can sell just one gig. Because there was a guy with two patches, one big back patch with an anti-communism action patch. And in front of the jacket, he had an SS skull patch.
So he had an SS skull patch on, you're saying?
Sorry?
The person in the crowd had an SS skull patch, you're saying?
Yeah, this SS patch, and this happened just before the show. I mean, we saw this guy with the SS patch, and we went there to talk with him and ask him why he was there. It was a punk show, and for what I experienced in so many years, I never saw a Nazi patch at a punk rock show. I don't know. So we just were wondering what was the point. And the guy reacted like Nazi skin would normally do. Like
he was very aggressive. So the bartender came to keep calm him.
Yeah, he tried to calm the guy. And we say, no, don't worry. We just want to talk with him. And we say, you know, you please. Don't
stay at the Svetlana show because we don't want you in our crowd.
Absolutely. So you were basically telling him that if he was a Nazi, he wasn't welcome at your show.
Exactly.
But the bartender told me, Olga, you can't ask this to the guy. And I think that is my right. Ask this because it's my show,
and it's something weird because
Svetlana can't and won't and we never play in front of someone who has a Nazi or fascist symbol.
Absolutely, yeah. You guys, yeah. You're not. It's not for them. You're not trying to make music for them.
Sorry, I think that no one that every punk band that choose to play punk must be the same. So for us, it's not an we did a very important act. For us, for the veterans, it's normal.
Okay, now the portion about were the death threats true? Were you guys receiving death threats?
Okay, yes. Yeah. I just let me finish what happened that
okay,
time.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. So we asked the guy to don't stay at the show. He said no. The promoter said no, and also they want the owner of the venue.
So we asked to the Marwer Dog to don't play this show, and we told them why, and we showed them the guy with the pet, mm-hmm. and what means this pet symbol. But exactly, that was the class to don't
play that night. The same night we posted on Facebook and saying that the reason why we didn't play the show. And so we started to be attacked by some people, some group of people.
Too many people. Guys, you have a big problem because we received too many messages, private and public. So if you have the time to read every comment on our Facebook page, you can read by yourself. We received the threats. We received any kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry for...
Oh, no, you can curse all you want. You're good. Say whatever you want.
Anyway,
I think that it's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
It's totally crazy. We just wrote that we don't tolerate any Nazi people to our show. So that's it. This was our first post. And we received these death threats for this reason. Wow. America.
So, after receiving all these death threats, we spoke to the Barwell Dolls and we explained the situation, and he said, yes, I can see it's crazy. So we asked them to say something, to declare something against Nazi, and they didn't want to.
They did a post.
Yeah, they did a post.
And they wrote music is love.
What was that? That you said, the last thing you said, Olga, they thought music was what?
They just brought a post, and you can find
All you need is love.
All music is love. I don't remember the correct word. By the way, we asked them face-to-face, because we're in tour together, so we speak each other. And we asked them just to take a position and declare and say that no Nazi are welcome in this tour to any show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But their answer was not. It's not. We are not a political band.
Yeah.
But you still, even though you're not a political band, you still got to take a stand at some point.
What do you think? Do you think that this is just politics? Because, you know, Nazi is a big crime. It's a crime against the humanity.
Yes. No, I completely hear what you're saying. Yeah, you wanted them to take a stand, and you wanted them to say that no Nazis and fascists and anything like that are welcomed at your gigs. And they were kind of like, let's just welcome everybody and put everything aside. And you guys aren't down for playing with Nazis, and not too many people are.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we can barely hear you now.
I'm sorry. What I was saying is that you were basically giving them almost an ultimatum, telling them, like, look, you got to stand up and say that you're not for the fascists, and they weren't going to do that, so you guys were going to stick by your values, and you guys don't want to support on a tour where they're not willing to say that they don't stand with fascists.
Yes, that's the point. And so they didn't do, I would say, okay, guys, no more. This is enough. But I think in this specific climb, this specific historical moment, you have to do some choices. And trust me, we are losing lots of money for this choice.
Oh, I bet you are, yeah.
It's something that we never imagined to do.
No.
Something that we never wanted to do. But I think it's like... duty, if you bring a message like we are trying to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now, what are you guys doing? I mean, because you guys were scheduled to be in America for pretty much this whole month. Are you guys staying in the States, or are you going back to Russia early? What are your plans for the near future?
Oh, we don't live in Russia.
Yeah.
We live in Italy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, where are you guys going back to Italy, or?
Yeah, we just had to... We're going to the West Coast and then fly back.
Oh, all right, because we actually have, if you guys are looking for some dates, we got quite a few shows happening of our own soon, this month. So, but yeah, if you guys are heading back, but I mean, that really sucks. Are you guys planning to come out back to the States and do a separate tour with different support?
Oh, yeah, we will do that. We will do that next year for sure.
Good, good. I'm glad you guys didn't get turned off to America as a whole. I know that Peter and the Test Tube Babies, I'm sure you guys are familiar with them, they were scheduled to play one of the festivals in California, and they wouldn't let the singer in through customs because of some of the remarks that he made about Trump and taking his stance, opposed to Trump. They actually wouldn't let him in through customs, and Peter and the Test Tube Babies are saying they're never coming back. So I'm glad to know that you guys are standing your ground this time, but you are willing to come back because, you know, not everybody in America is Nazi scum.
Of course.
That's good. So let's talk about the new album then. I mean, you guys kind of involved in some drama now, but I mean, you guys do have the new album out, This Is Moscow, Not L.A. How do you guys feel about the release? How's it doing? You guys happy with it?
Yes, we are very happy about that. The album has been released last May.
Last June.
And we recorded this in California. At Josh Homme's private studio, Pink Jazz Studios, and it features our fifth element, that's Nick Oliveri from The Doors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he plays bass guitar, of course, and sings with Olga.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, I also read you guys did something, did you guys do something with Jello Biafra as well?
We know Jello. We didn't do anything with Jello yet, and he's a cool guy. That's all I can say.
That's good.
We are a fan of Jello. I always wear my favorite T-shirt. Nazi Trump, fuck off.
Yes, I do. I do like that shirt. That picture of you is floating around quite a lot on the internet right now.
You know that it's a Jello Biafra T-shirt because.
Many people think
that probably the Olga Svetlana T-shirt. I'm very proud of this.
Anyway, people say, oh, where I can buy the T-shirt? It's not a Svetlana T-shirt. I'm sorry.
T-shirt.
Yes.
And they are awesome.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I like those pictures of you in that shirt. It's really good. I'm definitely not a Trump supporter myself. So, but yeah. So, what about the previous releases you guys done? I mean, you guys have also done some big festivals. I mean, you guys did a Rebellion Fest, and you guys have played Warp Tour. You guys got any good stories from any one of those gigs?
Yes, and. Stories from the festival, you mean?
What was that? I'm sorry? Yeah, the festivals. Yeah, you got any stories from the festivals?
What can I say? Warped Tour was a great experience. That was the first time. And
yes, it was very crazy for us because we did the Warped Tour just by ourselves. So we did this in four people. Can you imagine? We drive by ourselves. And we choose to do everything by ourselves. So it was very crazy, but it was an awesome experience.
We try to do, we always do everything by ourselves. That's a good thing, and other thing too sometimes, because we have to drive, to sell merch, to play.
And sometimes you need to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes.
You guys try and keep it as DIY as possible.
Yeah, and the Rebellion Fest is one of my favorite festivals in Europe. It's awesome. And, the guys kick ass. Everyone is happy. The best, all the band are happy, all the crowd are happy. It's a
good vibration.
Yeah.
Good,
yes.
Good.
It's a great festival. And this year, next year, we will do Rebellion again. We'll do Rebellion in Amsterdam too. We have lots of festivals for this summer, from spring to summer. So I think it will be fun. Yeah.
Definitely. Look forward to everything you guys have planned in the future. Now, I go on YouTube. I see some pretty awesome videos you guys got up there, like I Must Break You. That's one of my favorites. I love that part, especially when you guys get to like the little bridge or something like that. And you're like, sign the papers, old man. And once you say something, you have already broken both of my hands.
Yeah. You know,
he is the guy.
That's Black Dahlia from the Doors, because he's the producer of that album.
Really? Yeah. That was Black there, huh?
Yeah, it's Black.
Cool. That's awesome. We play the Dwarves on here constantly. We had a chance to catch the Dwarves with Blank 77 at the Stone Pony in New Jersey earlier this, like in the summer. It was a lot of fun. First time I got to see the Dwarves, but we play them on here all the time. Now, what other, how is it when you get on these big festivals like Rebellion Fest and the Warped Tour, especially Rebellion Fest, you guys got to be playing with some of like your childhood idols, I would imagine. What's that like sharing the stage with such legends of punk rock, with you guys being the kind of new up and comers?
Yeah, it's great. And sometimes, I can say most of the times, 99% of the times, these legends are the most, how can I say, friendly people you can ever meet.
Yes.
That's great to hear.
But sometimes I think dreams became true.
Yeah, because, you know, you play with your idols. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and you guys are really starting to collaborate. I mean, you guys actually did some recordings and had Blag produce for you. I mean, that must have been really cool. What album is it that he actually produced?
It's Naked or Spider.
Okay. All right. I don't know if we've played any tracks off that. I've been really playing the This Is Moscow, Not LA, and Putin Out the Hits, because I really, really like that album title. That's clever. And I don't know, which album is I Must Break You on? Because we play that one a lot, too.
I Must Break You is on that album produced by Blank.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, all right. Cool. That's right. And that's he's in the bridge. That makes sense. Yeah. So what are you guys doing? I mean, we have an international audience, so people listen to us all over the world. Are you guys got anything planned for when you get back to Italy? You got any gigs set up yet?
Yeah, we have some shows in Italy.
Yeah.
And then from spring, we'll start a European tour.
Yeah, a long European tour.
All right, do you guys have any of the dates planned out for the European tour? Do you want to talk about that for a couple minutes? Because, I mean, we do have European listeners. We are predominantly in America, but we have listeners all over the world.
Yeah, okay. I don't have a complete schedule yet, and the agency keep working every day on this. But we have lots of shows in Germany,
yeah.
Belgium.
We will play at the Manchester Punk Festival.
Yeah, we will play the
Rodeo Festival.
And the Manchester Punk Festival would be cool because we will play with Propaganda too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good people, good bands.
And that was Propaganda, you said?
What is it? Sorry.
What band were you saying you were going to play with? Was it Propaganda?
I can't hear you anymore.
Oh,
hello.
Yes. We're still here. I said I just asked if you could repeat. I didn't understand what you said. With what band you were playing with?
Okay, now I can listen you. Can you repeat another time? Sorry.
Yes, no problem. I didn't really understand what you said. What band were you just talking about?
Propaganda.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Yes. All right. Cool. Now, which of these big acts like that would you say that you're really happy to that you've shared the stage with? Who were you guys really starstruck by and like just really happy that you got to be a part of either collaborating or doing a show with them?
Okay, for our experience, I can tell the Adolescents and the Dwarves.
Yes, the Adolescents and the Dwarves. Cool.
Also, sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Also the DOA, yeah.
the MDC.
MDC. These four bands, I think, are our favorite.
That's really cool. Now, you guys actually did a split. You guys did a split record with the Adolescents, did you not?
Yeah, it's true.
And which record? What is the title, or is it just called the split with the Adolescents?
Hot War.
The title is Hot War, and the label is Altercation Records.
Altercation Records, okay. Is that who your latest record is out on as well, Altercation Records?
No, the last one is out for Poshberry Records.
Poshberry. Okay, all right. Well, we really enjoyed having you guys on, but before we get out of here, I did just notice I was coming across something. I saw something, I believe, on your Instagram. Did somebody quit the Barbed Wire Dolls over all this? Like, are they having problems internally as well?
I probably didn't understand.
Okay. I read on your Instagram page that a member of the Barbed Wire Dolls recently quit the band. Did that have something to do with the problems you guys had on the road?
Oh, no. She left the band before the tour started.
Oh.
And she brought this post. And she talked about the what happened in this tour because she knew the things by other members, I think, of their band, and she
wanted to give her support to us. She's totally with us, and this was very nice from her.
Yes,
and she explained the reason why she left the band, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So at least at least she came out, even though she quit the band before the tour, but at least she came out and supported you guys. That must have been comforting. But if you guys have, do you guys have anything you want to talk about before we get out of here? The floor is yours, or we could just wrap it up.
Okay. Do you play in a band? I'm going to interview you now.
Yeah, no, I don't currently play in a band, but I mean, I help out in some bands here and there, playing bass generally. I used to play bands years ago. Now this is pretty much my main thing. We just pretty much take out all your hard work, and we like to get it out there to the masses. And Pogo City Radio is also totally DIY. It's pretty much entirely ran by me and my wife, the rude girl Jessica, who you guys will hear on here. And we get a lot of help from Kevin over at U Rock Radio. But it's pretty much just us. And we just like to get drunk, enjoy punk rock, and we like to get a lot of the more underground bands out there. We like to play a lot of demo tapes on here, and a lot of bands from like little hole-in-the-wall towns where, you know, you may never get another chance to hear again. We're just trying to shrink up the world a little of music and get everybody in touch and get everybody heard, just because, you know, we really love punk rock and we really love the DIY scene, and we're just trying to keep it moving full force.
So me and you are pretty the same, because I work with my wife, Olga. We are married.
Oh, that's
cool. And we love DIY, and we love punk rock, and we love to get drunk.
Yes. We are totally on the same page. My wife, see, we have two small children. We have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. So my wife's taking care of the kids right now, because this is a special. We're not usually on the air at this time, but I was going to grab you guys while we could, so we threw it up on the air real quick. Normally, we are a Friday nights type deal, and she'll be up here drinking vodka just like you guys. We drink we drink vodka predominantly, as I'm sure you guys do, right?
I did. Sorry, but I don't know what's going on with this phone, but sometimes you sound like a robot here, so we cannot understand at all.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Our faces when happened.
Okay, guys. Well, what was that?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, no, if you can hear me now, I was saying, yeah, I said we predominantly drink vodka when we're up here. I imagine you guys drink the same thing.
We drink mostly everything.
I guess I'm stereotyping you by saying you drink vodka.
Yeah, we drink lots of beer.
There you go. Okay. All right. All right. Well, hey, we really appreciate you guys coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We were real psyched when you guys hit us up with an email asking us to talk about the tour before all this stuff even went down. And I look forward. I've never got to catch you guys live. Like I said, I have a couple of your albums and we play on here. I've seen your videos, but I've never had the chance to catch you live. I would love to and hope to see you guys next year. You guys will have to stay in touch. Maybe one of the shows you guys do could be a Pogo City show.
Absolutely. We would love that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay in touch. It was great to really get to know you guys. You guys seem like a lot of fun. I'm glad you two are married. That's awesome. Just like me and my wife, keeping it DIY and in the family. It's fun.
Yes, it is. It's hard. It's hard sometimes, but it works. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You.
That was the Svetlanas with Let's Get Drunk, coming off the new album, This Is Moscow, Not L.A. Big thanks for them taking the time out to talk to us, and hope you guys liked that. Now, in the meantime, I actually just, while that last song was playing, received another phone call, and it was actually Pat from Hate Trash Disasters, who we have on here quite frequently, and... he was telling me, I don't know how this slipped my mind, but he was asking me if we were doing Pogo this Friday, and then he was like, oh shit, I can't come, I'm playing. I was like, wait, where are you playing? Hate Trash playing with the Mentors in Allentown, Jabberjaws, this Friday. I think it's $10 on the door. You know how the people in the bands are. They don't know shit about the details, and I had to get off the phone with them because I had to talk to you guys. So go online, look for it. We'll probably be there. Hate Trash playing with the Mentors in Allentown this Friday, making that the date. What's the date on Friday? What's anyone? Jessica.
Someone. Well, today is the 7th, so
8th would be
11th, I think.
Look for it yourself. Here we go. My calendar, computer being crazy, fucking slow. 10th, the 10th. Yeah. So catch Hate Trash with the Mentors on the 10th. Here they are now. With the All American Scumbag. Now, you guys can head over to the Pogo City Radio Facebook, see a little slideshow video we put together, some of our early shows with Hate Trash and Dino Sex on drums. So, check this shit out.
Yeah.
That was Hate Trash Disaster. Catch them November 10th with the Mentors. All right, we're going to get on over with a little Jersey band here. Some Niblick Henbane coming off Go Away with One in a Million.
Shiny bubbles with which we must be content. For a fearless system is keeping down our descent. Why do every night the erosion of our rights dial for assistance just to put up a fight? Lovely world in which to live, a legacy we won't receive. I suppose that is my sole friend. A new world order claims our land. Barely compensating for what we are forced to do. Got our every step down the path less true. Travel down roads or backs on which they're made. Their intentions are good, but we still end up depraved. Love the world in which to live, a legacy we won't receive. I split time, smile so grand. A new world order plays our land. We'll
That was Niblick Hembane on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're going to be wrapping it up for the night. We're going to be leaving you guys with some old school locals coming straight out of Nazareth. Here's No Cash with Home Life is a Drag. Right, that was No Cash on Pogo City Radio. Big thanks for the Svetlanas coming on, talking to us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Andrew and Jessica about to say good night for the night. Remember, guys, tune in next week. And you guys can always find us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, We're everywhere.
Pogo City Radio.